Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Jamie Hobbs. If you live in a rural town in Missouri, it's likely that your fire department is run entirely by volunteers. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association estimates that 65% of the nation's fire departments are made up of volunteers. Departments often struggle with funding, resources, and finding new recruits. KBIA's Seth Bodine spoke with one department about how they managed to stay afloat.
So this is our headquarters. We have three fire stations. This firehouse was built in 1968.
Sean Johnson is the assistant fire chief at Marthasville Fire Department, and he's giving a tour of the station headquarters.
We have approximately 25 members that respond to this location. So the fire chief has
It's one of three stations in Marthasville, about an hour from St. Louis. The department is responsible for covering 168 square miles, including surrounding towns like Treloar and Hopewell. It's not easy running a volunteer department. Beyond managing calls, volunteer fire departments manage another challenge, funding. Marthasville, for example, runs off a $300,000 budget, and running a fire department is expensive, to say the least. Fire Chief Jeff Backhouse says maintaining the fire trucks costs about $35,000.
I mean, that's oil changes, upkeep on tires, on we do DOT inspections on our vehicles.
But luckily, that's about to change. The department will receive extra funding through a ballot initiative that passed on April 2nd that grants the department a $1.75 million bond. With it, they will build a new fire station and update their equipment. Backhouse says while other departments in the area have less funding, they try to help them out.
We've had to borrow our truck to people that have their truck broke down at neighboring department. Augusta, for one, is a perfect example. They have basically two pumpers and two firehouses, and their pumper's out of service. They have no other truck.
Now, the biggest obstacle for the department, Johnson says, is time. The department trains every Wednesday for 3 hours. Backhouse says volunteers can spend up to 10 to 20 hours a week attending trainings and meetings.
You know, we have guys that are donating, besides working 2,000 hours a year on their regular job, they're donating another 2,000 hours of their life here for the community, you know, for absolutely nothing.
Firemen at the Marthasville department already work full-time jobs, some as professional firefighters and EMTs. Johnson says it can be a difficult balance.
Now, we also live here, but we don't work here. You know, the jobs have kind of gone away, and the availability of people to be able to leave work to go to run fire calls is kind of decreased.
You know? So if a call happens in the middle of the day, it can be difficult for people to respond. But still, Marthasville manages.
The other day, we had an outdoor search and rescue for a 12-year-old girl, and we had 13 firefighters show up.
The amount of volunteers that respond to a call varies, but Backhouse says there's only been one time he can think of that no one showed up to a call. Part of what makes the department function, Backhouse says, is family. He says he's been involved with the department for pretty much his entire life.
I've got 35 years in as a firefighter and 17 as chief. 1984 was when I officially started. Unofficially about 2 years old. Was hanging out here all the time.
His sons, Sam and Justin, are also part of the department. Sam is part of the cadet program, and Justin is a captain. Other volunteers bring their kids, too. They recently lowered their cadet program to start at age 14. Backhouse says not a lot of people realize the department is entirely made up of volunteers. They've started promoting themselves on social media and are actively recruiting. Right now, Backhouse says they have about 50 volunteers, all ready to respond to a call whenever it may come. Seth Bodine, KBIA News.
That's it for this week. I'm Jamie Hobbs. Thanks for listening.